This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. On September 14th, Cornell University and Ithaca Mayor Laura Lewis announced that a voluntary payment agreement had been reached. According to a joint statement, Cornell will pay the city $4 million a year for the next 21 years. The Ithaca Common Council will hold a special meeting on September 20th to vote on the new agreement. If approved by the Common Council, it will go into effect immediately. Last week, Mayor Lewis released a statement saying Cornell ended negotiations with the city over a payment in place of property taxes. Also at the special meeting, the council may vote on the revised draft homeless encampment policy. There'll be a public comment period at the beginning of the meeting. Residents must sign up to speak. A link with details is on our website, wrfi.org/news. TCAT, Tompkins County's public bus service, is cutting weekday service on several routes starting September 14th. Officials say the cuts are necessary because of buses undergoing maintenance and a driver shortage. A link to details about which routes are affected is on our website, wrfi.org/news. Two Ithaca area schools suffered a drop in their state ratings last year. Beverly J. Martin Elementary School in Ithaca and Enfield Elementary School lost good standing status from the State Education Department in 2022. A school can lose status for many reasons, including student test scores or attendance. The Ithaca Voice reports Enfield lost status because a low percentage of students were proficient in core subjects like math or English. Also, 62% of students were labeled chronically absent, meaning they missed more than 10% of all school days. At Beverly J. Martin, status dropped because of the disproportionate results in testing by Black and African American students and their poor attendance records. The Voice says that the state data can be skewed because there's so few minority students in schools like BJM and Enfield. For example, BJM evaluations were based on test scores from 10 Black fourth graders. The Ithaca City School District Board voted unanimously for improvement plans for the two schools at Tuesday's meeting. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.